In South Carolina, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege. Extend your life
with Extendovite. Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to
Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here, and Nancy Levand is here as well. This hour we're going to be joined by Vicki Davis. She's waiting in the wings, channelingreality.com. I see Texas now has introduced the license plate cameras, readers, and these things are going on all over the place, drivers being handcuffed. There's one case where one driver in California, I believe, was handcuffed over an error that a license plate reader made. So this technocratic system is moving forward in a major way. There's smart highways, smart meters, smart systems everywhere. Might get into some of that today with Vicki. Vicki, as most of you folks know, if you're a longtime listener, she's a repeat guest on this broadcast. She was outsourced. She had her job outsourced to foreign countries, and that was kind of her awakening. She began to research and try to figure out what happened to her, and along the way she learned that the plan was a lot bigger than she originally thought. Anyway, Vicki, good morning, or good afternoon, or whatever it is where you are. I think it's still morning.
Yes,
Idaho.
Good morning. Yep. Good morning, Darren. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Vicki.
You know, I was reading some of the stuff that you had on your website last night, and you know, that piece that you have, Mind of the Time, I thought that was a really good launching point into what we were talking about. We were discussing a bit of in the first hour about the Organization of American States. I think this is such a vitally important organization to be watching for and studying, and I want to get more as time progresses into exactly what who these people are, what they're about, what their plan is, and who put them there. You know, because I think this, you know, unless we understand what happened, there's no way that we can really do anything about it. There's no way that we can really address the real issues unless we understand the full picture. That's why I think your research is so important, Vicki, because you kind of put a schematic in place that we can go by to kind of map it all out.
Well, it's very important, you know, when you're doing analysis on things, to go back to what the people were thinking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And especially today in our political environment with our media and with our government, and everything they tell us is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is upside down. And so really the only way you can make sense of it is to go back in time to the key points in history where things were changing, when they were formulating the plans that led us to where we are today.
Right.
And so that's why I wrote Mind of the Time, to tell people that's really what you need to do, because if you just listen to the government today, corporations today, media today, you're getting a completely false picture.
Right, exactly. Well, and you took it back to Dallas of 1986. Ironically, we're in Texas today because they had a program called Mobility 2000, the Regional Transportation Study. You want to talk about what that's all about?
Yeah, that Regional Transportation Study was probably one of the most pivotal events in our country, because it occurred at a time when technology was just at a point to where they were, I'm sure, considering putting up the internet and making it available publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dallas-Fort Worth area was up in line for a regional transportation study, and I suspect that probably Ross Perot and EDF had a lot to do with it, you know, when they decided to choose Texas,
mm-hmm.
you know, for this key pivotal study. But after they did the regional transportation study, the core group that performed the study then formed another group called Mobility 2000 to evaluate the requirements for automating the highway system, full automation, including, you know, traffic systems, the RFID tracking of on the highways for freight and for vehicles, just, you know, blue sky, what can we do with technology if we implement ubiquitous computing everywhere?
So what you mean by a program of automated highway technology, I want to make it clear, you're talking about a national program. Just because it's in Texas, it doesn't mean it just applies to Texas. They're developing the national program for automating. Now, when we talk about automation, can you give us some examples of exactly what we mean by that? Because we just talked about the license plate readers, and we know that any more of these cameras are going up everywhere that surveil the traffic. And are we talking about sensors in the roads? Certainly we know that Google has the self-driving cars and all of that. I'm sure all that plays a part. How extensive is this technology?
It's everywhere. It's in everything. They in the legislation, the ICE-T Act of 1991, which was the transportation legislation, they funded five research laboratories for technology having to do with automobiles, or vehicles, I should say, because it's not just automobiles, it's cars and trucks and buses and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the computerized technology for vehicles, and then plus the technology that's in the roads, which, as you say, is the cameras, the sensors, the computers, the software.
I have to jump in on this. It is in your state licenses. It's in your license plates. You're talking about biometric chips that are, it's in your automobiles. It's in your cell phones that you carry with you constantly. It's everywhere. You're right, Vicki.
It's everywhere. And even in your refrigerators. They're building refrigerators that will actually read the barcode on the products that are in there and will report to you, you know, on your what's in your refrigerator. I mean, it's at a level of insanity that just goes beyond the pale.
Yeah, I read recently that the transportation secretary wants to mandate, and I think they actually have gotten this through bureaucratically already, that they want to have black box type devices come standard on all cars by a certain...
On cars, yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, so I think this is already something that's in place. So the tracking, there's going to come a point, and some would argue that we're already there, that we are not going to be able to go anywhere without being tracked every place we go. And that's... Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here, and we'll come back on the other side and continue. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics? Then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I my
we're back. This is Covered America. I'm Darren Weeks. We got to get out of this place, except that when you get out of this place, you're going to be tracked everywhere you go. We're talking about Mobility 2000 with Vicki Davis. Her website, by the way, is channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. Go in and check up all the research articles that she writes. More going up there all the time. And we're visiting and talking about this regional transportation study that was started in Dallas back in 1986. It's good to go back and talk about the roots of some of this stuff, because we're living with the outcomes of this of these programs today. Now, Vicki, we were talking about the tracking technology and some of the stuff that they're implementing on the roadways. And there was another aspect of this back in 1988 that you have written about, 88 to 91, which was the Congress and the White House evidently supported a tech-laden transportation plan. You want to elaborate a little bit on that, on what that entailed?
Yes. It was the follow-on to the regional transportation study. During the transportation study, what they were doing is tracking traffic flows and just the regular things that you would expect in a traffic study. The project that followed on was the design actually, and of the technology that they could use to supposedly improve traffic flows and make the roads more efficient, and you know, all of the words that they use to describe, to justify doing something. Mm-hmm. But they never did cost-benefit analysis. Their designs, and this holds true for all of the government systems that they designed that are fully technologically laden, the only benefit really are to corporations. The cost is on the taxpayers and on regular people. But they never did any formal cost-benefit analysis, because if they did, they never would have done it, because you can't cost-justify fully automating your whole entire transportation system.
Well, I've even heard that what they want to do is to actually put sensors on bridges. You know, this idea that all of a sudden, you know, that I-35 bridge, what was it, in Minnesota, collapsed some years ago. Nancy, you'll remember when this happened.
Oh, yes,
We talked about this thing on the broadcast, and all of a sudden it was like flipping a switch. Like so many things that happen today, one major event happens, and it's like flipping a switch. The floodgates are open. All of a sudden, like the busting of a dam, you got this flood of all these news stories about, well, this bridge is about to fall, you know, and we've got roads here, and this is happening, you know, and America suddenly is falling apart. And, you know, looking at this, I'm thinking, you know, the dialectic that's involved here, to me, says we don't have the funds to maintain our infrastructure, so we need privatization. We need to allow the private corporations to take over all of this stuff, to charge us for what we've already built, and then to maintain it that way. You know, move toward toll roads is a big push now. I just seen recently Obama wants to take that one and push it even further. Go ahead.
Well, that's because of the economic policies that they put in. User pays. They did that as an environmental thing, and when they first sold it to the people, it sounded like a good idea. You know, you go to a park, so you pay fees to get into the park, to support the park.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it doesn't really work out that way. I mean, they took the money and didn't improve the parks.
Right.
But that's beside the point, but that's the idea. Now, with all this technology, there is no cost-benefit return for, you know, the regular users of the road. And so they need outside funding to rebuild everything that includes the technology.
Okay.
Vicki, there's a whole other aspect to this, too. Now, in California, they are testing out a quote-unquote voluntary system of paying taxes per mile that you drive. And so they're, once again, they're going to start collecting more taxes on driving. While at the same time, I mentioned that they are stockpiling millions and millions and millions and millions of unsold used cars, which, according to the article I read, after 2 years of sitting, they destroy them. And so I think that we are seeing the anti-driving movement come into
play. Oh, no question.
Yeah, exactly. That's the environmental side of this. A pattern that I keep seeing over and over and over is that they, just in general terms, what they do is step on one side of the market while they incentivize another side of the market.
Mm. Exactly.
Okay, they used to call it supply-side economics, but that was during the Reagan administration. But the principle is that you subsidize and fund one side of the market and you completely ignore the other side. As that pertains to cars, they're incentivizing the sellers to build cars, but the buyers don't have jobs because we exported our productive capacity to the third world, so people don't have the money to buy the cars.
Yeah. Now,
but they're still trying to employ people, so they keep the subsidies going, and they're wasting resources building cars that nobody can buy.
I want to get into the subject of the Inland Port Network, too, and discuss that, because ultimately this really connects very well with everything else. You know, these inland ports is another area where I don't think a lot of people address often enough. It's something that when once talked about is easily forgotten. But this is still being built, right? I mean, these plans for these inland ports, which are international zones of cooperation, like so many other international zones, manufacturing hubs, you name it, these inland ports are a major part of this. You're going to have a lot of smart technology involved in this, right?
Yes, and they are being built. They're kind of a layered construct. So, you know, first they'll define an intermodal commerce zone or an economic development zone or, you know, whatever. But they build it step by step. So there's probably a lot of them that are in progress that are not fully formed inland ports yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the same legislation that authorized the Intelligent Vehicle Highway System, the ICET, Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act of 1991.
I'll tell you what, let's pick it up with the ICET Act here in just a moment, okay? Stay with us, folks. This is Government America. Vicki Davis is here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
And we're back. This is Govern America. I'm visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. I'm Darren Weeks here in the studios of Republic Broadcasting. And Nancy Levant there is back in the Great Lakes State. And we're talking about the subject of smart highway systems, Mobility 2000, the program going back a long time, back to, I guess, 1986, and some of the stuff that's happened since then. Craig here, the board operator here at the network, just was informing me of something that the Gates Foundation is doing. Apparently, they came out with they've come out now with funding, $500,000 grant from the foundation. To give the schools, it's actually Clemson University for, it's a pilot study, they call it, galvanic skin response bracelets, or GSR. GSR bracelets to be worn by children in schools. And they say that the idea, and this was out of Forbes, the idea supposedly was children that would wear these bracelets, these are biometric bracelets in the classrooms to measure their engagement with the teacher. And I guess, you know, it's kind of like one of those mood meters, you know. They say, according to the foundation, they are intended to help students and teachers gain a better understanding of how and when students are most engaged in the classroom. Now, I believe under a lot of these programs today, teachers are becoming facilitators anyway. They're not really teachers anymore. They're administrators or facilitators. They're just there to keep the children from, you know, killing each other. But now these smart bracelets, these smart technology is in the classroom now, increasingly in such a way that students are being tracked. And I think this is all a part of the dialectic as well, folks, because years ago they determined that if you can get the next generation, this is how they do it. With everything they do, it's a generational thing. They're very patient.
Well, all of the stuff, Darren, including everything involved with the technologically controlled transportation system and the biometric IDs, it's all tied into this new global law enforcement system, which is just wholly totalitarian. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's what we used to call international communism.
Yeah, they say, just to finish this bracelet thing up, they say, according to the foundation, they are intended to help students and teachers gain a better understanding of how and when students are most engaged in the classroom. They say at the start in the fall, the Clemson pilot program will not involve students with special needs. Clemson would not confirm where the study will take place, but did say that 100 or so students who wear them will be 11 to 13 years of age. They say, optimally, our goal is to support empathy and understanding in the classroom.
Sounds
a lot like social engineering to me, but they say the Gates Foundation spent $311 million on education in the U.S. in 2010. The last year for which figures are available. $237 million of that amount was spent on college-ready K-12. So this is the school-to-work programs Charlotte Iserby had been talking about for years, and here we are.
Yeah, it's all tied in together, and Charlotte Iserby is right about the dumbing down of America. And the reason why people need to be dumbed down is because none of this makes any sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, either logically, financially, socially. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah.
Well, and as Vicki, as I have always said, if you want to see this thing and how it works in action, they practice all this stuff on animals first. They have been tagging animals for the last 30 years with these biometric devices, checking them all out, every kind of animal possible, all of our food animals, and now look what they're doing.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and the biometric implantable microchips for the animals give them cancer. I think it's important to point that out as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and reproduction problems.
Yeah, how convenient. Anyway, getting back to the subject of the transportation thing for a moment, I understand now that the communist Chinese government is attempting to invest in our transportation hubs. You wrote about that, Vicki. Did you want to comment on that?
That's part of the whole global economic system is foreign direct investment. And U.S. corporations invested all around the world. They invested a lot in China. That's why all our production is over in China. And now on the return trip, the Chinese are supposed to invest in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, they create a global economy separate from domestic interests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So essentially, they are disintegrating nation states
mm-hmm.
and building a global system.
Now,
and so it's not supposed to. We're all supposed to be one big happy family. The Chinese are not our enemy, even though they are. And so we're supposed to bring Chinese money over here to invest. And the fact that they're communist doesn't matter. Nothing really matters, just, you know, bringing that money
well,
in here.
The mantra that I'm hearing now is that, well, China isn't hardline communist anymore. They're merging away from the communist way, you know, and they're evolving. You know, they're opening up markets, and isn't this a great thing that our influence over there is starting to affect their government? You know, anybody that believes that, by the way, is well, I don't want to use the word stupid, but extremely naive. You know, they're celebrating Mao's rule. Go ahead.
Let me tell you what market means. Market does not mean what we mean by market, you know, which is you've got a buyer and a seller, and they engage in a transaction, and, you know, it's independent. What they're in the new speak, a market is essentially a functional supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the supply chain for a particular industry segment. And so they're in the global system, they are moving to a system of functional sovereignty. So and that what that means is industry self-government. So you have industry officials, okay, say like the North American Electric Reliability Organization.
Right.
They are a cooperative organization comprised of the regional utility entities, and they are self-regulating for the production and distribution of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
They have, NERC, the North American Electric Reliability Organization, is international, covers Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Now, they say that FERC is still in charge of the, still has authority over North America, but if you understand the nature of power, power politics, not electric power, but power, mm-hmm. politics, and money, the NERC has the power, FERC has nothing.
Hmm.
And in fact, FERC gave over their political power to NERC.
Yeah.
It's in U.S. law.
Well, we increasingly hear terms like corporate governance today.
Yes, self-government. And that's why you can't believe anything that the government says or anything the media says, because they have redefined terms and concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still using the same words like market and free trade and sustainability, but our definition that we learned as children does not apply, is not the same thing that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were discussing earlier the Inland Port Network. You've written that ports are essentially little countries unto themselves. What do you mean by that?
Well, an inland port is ports in over time, you know, because of trade, going clear back as far back as when ships sailed the seas. Ports have been covered under international law for trade purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a port, the harbor master of a port is kind of like a god on the land. He has the same authority over the port that a ship's captain has over the ship.
Okay.
And it's covered under, it was under admiralty law, but when they defined the World Trade Organization, they included it in the WTO.
Yeah, there you go.
Body of law.
So there's where your admiralty law, governing all maritime matters, suddenly everything is under admiralty law. We've got to take a quick time out. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. This is Govern America. We'll continue with Vicki Davis here in just a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. By the way, once again, the website for the show is governamerica.com. That's the official website for the Coalition to Govern America, governamerica.com. And on the website, we have our guest information on the left-hand side. If you hit that tab there, there's Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. She's also in our links section as well under research links. So channelingreality.com. You can click across or type it in directly. And by the way, I almost forgot, during the break we had a caller call in and wanted to know your email address, Vicki, so why don't you go ahead and give that out so folks can contact you.
It's on the front page of my website, but it's also eyeswideoopen at channelingreality.com.
Right. Very good. Continuing on here, before the break, I think we were talking about the ports, the inland port networks, how these ports are kind of, you said, were kind of countries all unto themselves. And would it be more accurate to say that they're under the auspices of the World Trade Organization? Who manages these ports? Because in the past, I think it's been the Port Authority, Customs. But as we increasingly are internationalized, is it still under the Customs?
Well, the foreign trade zones are under customs.
Mm-hmm.
But what's been happening in our cities is that consortiums between the Chamber of Commerce and the public officials have been formed. And essentially, they're becoming like a board of directors for your city. Through a design of creating metropolitan regions, they're essentially lifting up governing off the land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the land we have our traditional government. We have cities and towns and so forth. But through this regionalization and these economic constructs that they're building, these inland ports, they are building a separate system of law that exists above the ground. They are governing bodies by contract.
Above the ground.
I'm saying above the ground as a conceptualization of how these things work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a city charter, or you have a mayor, you know, a city government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all in law, authorized by your state and so forth. The metropolitan regional governing structures are created by contracts between Mayor X of this city and Mayor Y of this city.
Hmm.
They're not really authorized in law per se.
So what comes to mind when you're talking about that is the revenue sharing that goes on between cities. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Well, it's not just revenue sharing. The government, the federal government, is encouraging the creation of these metropolitan regional governing creations.
Right.
Through grant funding and program funding and so forth, but the actual setting up of the structure of it is done by the private sector solicitation and through the functionally sovereign associations,
mm-hmm.
like the, what do they call it, the Organization of Mayors?
Yeah, the U.S. Mayors.
U.S. Mayors, that's
yeah,
right.
USmayors.org, listeners. Go there and read that. That's another thing that needs to be talked about more. Their mayors are getting together and you know, collaborating on policies. And why do we need to do this? I mean, we have organizations for the state legislatures, we have organizations for governors, and we have organizations for mayors. So at every level, we have these organizations. The beauty of our system of government has always been that if you don't like the laws, if you don't like the codes, the restrictions, everything that comes down on you, if it's too heavy, you can go somewhere else. But when you have harmonization across states, across cities, you know, all across the country, again, we come back to regionalization, as you were just talking, Vicki, because when you're harmonizing everything, it makes it easy to integrate it into one.
Right, and you're reorganizing the power structures.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have an organization of mayors, the U.S. mayors, and their organization is feeding down policy to the mayors, you as a citizen really have no input into that.
That's right.
Vicki, there's something else that I want to comment on, and it's something that I read that I cannot direct you to at the moment, but I read that in China,
almost all of the sweatshops that are full of sold children and trafficked people are in these international trade zones so that they're close to the ports. Did you know anything about that?
Yes, all of the zones outside of this country that I've looked at are that way. They are in the international zones. And, well, I can't even say outside of the United States because the Marianas Islands are, I guess, a protectorate of the United States. I'm not 100% sure on that. But one of the things that I researched was that there was a foreign trade zone down there, an international port, and a Chinese manufacturer was there, and they'd imported people that essentially became slaves.
Yes.
Working in an enclosed area, fenced area, and that's one of the things that, who was that guy, was Tom DeLay, the one that went to prison.
Boy, I don't know.
Oh, I can't think.
I think they all should be in prison.
I can't think of his name now, but he was bringing down groups of congressmen to see how great this facility was at the Mariana, on the Marianas Island. And there was a congressman from Alaska, maybe it was Senator Lott, Frank something or other, but he went
I guarantee you one thing, you'll remember it the second you don't need to know it.
Probably, yes, but anyway, he went down and took a look for himself because he was getting all kinds of complaints and stuff from people. So he went down to take a look, and he was just appalled at what he saw down there. So, but yeah, I mean, they are used as economic zones totally for corporations involved in the global economic system of trade.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because we're also being herded in specific areas in this country. All of us people without jobs.
Yeah.
Yes. This strategy that they have laid out is so comprehensive, it just really blows your mind. The more you look at it, the bigger the picture you see, the more frightening it gets.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're almost out of this hour. We got one more hour to go. We'll continue the conversation in the next hour, and your phone calls are welcome as well. You can join in. I do ask that you stay on point, but it's 800-313-9443 is the number. That's 800-313-9443. Jump on board. This is Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. Vicki Davis is here. And I'm Darren Weeks. Hour number 3 of the broadcast is straight ahead.